Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ed, how are you today?
I'm good, Joe. How are you, Joe?
I'm very good. I appreciate you asking. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, joining us as he does every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And, Ron, I need to expound a little on that Lamar Jackson quote on Antonio Brown. The only part I read was I'd still like him around a little bit, he said. Well, he actually doubled down in a big way, Lamar Jackson did, gentlemen, by saying this today of Antonio, quote, "He's the type of guy we need in our locker room, and I feel like the locker room here is different from any other locker room." What do you make of Lamar Jackson now clearly lobbying for Antonio Brown? Ed?
Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, I thought you were asking Ron.
No, go ahead.
No, you're the guest of honor here, Ed.
You are the guest. That's white.
Well, you know, I think any quarterback would lobby for a great receiver. I think if you put Ben's hand to the fire, he might want him back. You know, maybe that's taking a little too far. But, you know, Antonio Brown's a great receiver and can help a guy like Lamar Jackson look even better.
I think that might be taking it a little far, as you're right with that, with Ben, though, Ed. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, that's why I said.
Do you still think he's going to play in the league again? We ask
yeah,
this
I
all
do,
the time.
Ron, if the NFL ever, you know, comes around to decide if they're going to suspend him and for how long, if they do, I told you guys, I think it's unfair that the NFL is treating him like this.
If you took a poll of the Steelers locker room, not that this would ever happen, this is obviously a question in theory only. If you took a poll of the Steelers locker room, every player, what percent would say they'd welcome Antonio Brown back, Ed?
Oh, I think 50% at least, Joe, maybe even more. You know, Ron Cook will attest to this. We saw LeGarrette Blount at a Super Bowl, and a couple of Steelers, current Steelers at the time, you know, they were still playing, go up to him and give him big hugs. This was after he walked out on them. So, you know, it was he walked out during the end of a game, and I think you'd see the same thing happen with AB.
Ed, you had a story about Cam Hayward, obviously a guy taking a risk because of his asthma, and I got to think there's a lot of guys with asthma or diabetes or something where they got to risk the health risk against getting paid, and Cam knows the situation but wants to play, right?
Yes, he does, Ron, and I don't know that there is a lot of players with diabetes and asthma. I mean, we've seen our share here in Pittsburgh. Kendall Simmons had diabetes and played through it. Jerome had asthma and played through it. And, you know, Cam told me, he said even last year he had a bad chest cold. In those last two games, his asthma just kept acting up. And he has to take an inhaler with him, takes his medication before every game, and admitted, you know, he's taking a chance, but he's willing to do that.
Joey Bosa with the Chargers. Ed signs, I think, $135 million deal, $102 million guaranteed. T.J. Watt's got to like that, huh?
Well, yeah, but he's still He's in his fourth year, right? And they have a fifth-year option. He has two more years to go, Joe. Now, they could do it next year before the fifth-year option kicks in. But, you know, that fifth-year option's a pretty good number. Now it almost looks like a bargain. But I would think they'll try and do something with him next year. But, you know, with this salary cap, who knows what's going to happen? You know, they're used to it going up and up and up, and they kind of plan, well, not just them, a lot of teams plan on it going up. Nobody plans on it nosediving by $25 million.
Ed, this can't – I mean, I still think they're going to find a way to sign Cam. I really do. But this can't be good. And I don't know if they were even interested in James Conner anyway, but it can't be good for him. And maybe even for Juju, unless he has an absolutely lights-out year. And if he does, they still might not be able to afford him.
Well, I've said and written all along, Ron, and those two guys, I don't see any way. And this was long before we found out the cap was gonna be lowered. I don't see any way those guys are coming back. They're not going to sign them before this season. You know, after the season, they can become free agents. And if they're great, too costly. If they're not great, what do you want to sign them for?
Ed Bouchette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Well, camp has begun such as it is anyways, Ed, and I was asking Ron earlier, he feels like, or he was saying it would be a while before we really get a feel for Ben cutting loose and throwing the ball. I guess that's still at least a couple weeks away, maybe 3 weeks away before we see video of that type of thing. Yes?
I guess, Joe. I mean, I thought he was cutting loose there on his own for a while. I thought that was part of what he was doing. If his arm is healthy, then he's got to cut loose. But, I asked Randy Feetner on the Zoom conference call today if he would make concessions because of Ben being 38 and coming off arm surgery. And he talked about how basically other guys are going to have to, you know, they can't just say, oh, Ben's back, we're good now. They're going to have to all pick it up. And I think they will make some kinds of concessions in their offense this year for those reasons.
Ed, what do you make out of what's happening in New England where, six guys have opted out, including Dont'a Hightower, including a starting offensive lineman? I don't believe the Steelers have had anyone opt out yet. I mean, you may have heard differently today, but that's a pretty big blow to the New England team, I would think.
Well, on top of everything else they've lost, Patrick Chung was another guy who opted out. You know, there are no Steelers that anybody's heard of yet publicly who have opted out. And I asked Cam if he heard, when I talked to him yesterday, if he had heard anything, and he said no. So, that still can happen. I think they have till August 4th, which is what, next Wednesday? Tuesday? I don't know. I don't know what day it is anymore. But, I have to laugh at some of the people think Belichick is orchestrating this whole thing. Like, he's so smart that he's telling guys to opt out for what reason? I don't know. So they get a first-round pick? I mean, the high first-round pick next year? I don't know. It's just but it does seem to be, it's unusual. You got six Patriots, you got no Steelers. You wonder if those guys just were talking together and saying, let's not do this.
Ed, we've seen a point in Ben's career, namely when Todd Haley came in, where he tweaked his game a little bit. Is it time for that again, or can Ben still play the style that he likes to play? If left to his own devices, will he want to throw the ball all around the yard? Is that a good idea? How much of this offense will be his, and how much will it be Feetner and Tomlin's?
Oh, I think it'll still, and Matt Canada as well, Joe. I think they'll all get together, and I think they'll come up with a plan. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if that plan is to cut back on the amount of throws he makes. And, you know, we've seen him cut back on his moving around in the pocket, you know, running and all that other stuff. But I think you'll see them try to lean a little more on the running game this year, Joe. Make it safer for him, cut down on the wear and tear on the arm. And it's probably good business if you can run the ball, because, you know, it does take the pressure off him. And
do you think he'll be on board with that?
Oh, I think Ben would be. I think Ben wants to win. I don't know if people believe that or not, but I do. He wants to win, and I think he'll sacrifice, you know, yards and everything else in order to win. He wants that third Super Bowl, really wants it. And if that's the avenue that they go, I think he'll take it.
Ed, you mentioned the running game. What do you make of them signing the running back yesterday so late, right before camp? Somebody hurt, somebody out, somebody. What do you make of that?
Well, the only thing I can make, Ron, is now they're going to have 16 practice squad players this year, and they can designate four of those guys that other teams can't sign. You know, right now, as it's always been, you could sign somebody else's practice squad unless the guy refuses to go. You'd have to put them on the 53-man roster. You can't just sign them to your own practice squad. But now they'll be able to protect four. So I fully expect a fourth quarterback to be on the practice squad, and maybe they think they can put some extra running backs there as well, because as we're seeing in baseball, you know, they may be losing guys, and they'll need to call them up from the practice squad and put them on there. I mean, that Jerome Bettis told me, I talked to him the other day, he thinks there'll be regularly 5 to 7 guys missing from each squad because of the virus.
Lastly, Ed, was there anything especially newsworthy or noteworthy that stood out to you about Randy Feuchner's conference call today?
No, not really. I mean, he talked about how the rookies are going to have, you know, they didn't have the advantages of the spring. We all knew that. The fourth quarterback, I think he'd like to keep. He's still open on the offensive line. You know, Mike Tomlin said Filer will go there first at left guard. But, you know, he said we'll see how that all goes before, you know, they come out. He wants his five best guys there. But really, no news, no nothing.
Ed, did he talk about Canada a little bit and how they're going to work together?
Yeah, a little bit. He said, but he just said that Matt will bring some things to the room that maybe some different things than what he's had, what Randy has had. So he's looking forward to that.
Ed, Red Lobster staff in Ohio were unpacking a delivery of live lobsters when they noticed something very strange. A rare American blue lobster. Just 1 in 2 million are blue, and they spared it. It won't be cooked, and it now lives at the Akron Zoo. Your thoughts?
I prefer hamburger.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay, fellas. We'll see you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.